Before we continue, we want to thank our next sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Most traditional big wireless carriers love your money. They love to take it right from you. So if you're somebody that likes to keep your money and you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote unquote free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 might be the right fit for you.
Plus, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Yeah, Mint Mobile makes it super easy for you to switch over because you could bring your own phone and number and activate it with an eSIM within minutes. And there are no long-term contracts, which is my favorite part.
And it's awesome because you can get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month.
Yeah, and I've said it before, my big brother uses Mint Mobile and is always bragging about the fact that he has better service than everyone and pays far less. And you know what? He's right. But unfortunately, so much of our family is stuck in long-term contracts that we didn't really know how binding it was at the time of signing. And that's quite unfortunate. I'm not gonna lie.
So if you guys want to be like Jesse's older brother and switch over to Mint Mobile, you can shop plans at mintmobile.com/jkpod. That's mintmobile.com/jkpod.
An upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plan is required, which is an equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options are available. Taxes and fees are extra. See Mint Mobile for details. And thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of the JK podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Hey, guys. Woo! Are you watching this on Thursday? I'm sorry about that if you are.
Oh, no. If.
No, definitely.
They know. They know because we left an announcement for them. Guys, we normally film the podcast on the weekends, but with Jesse's move,
everything's going to shit. Like, I feel like the schedules are so fucked and we will get on the horse. We're just off of it right now.
No, that's the thing. And like with our move over at Light Slacker, we're moving out of warehouses for our fulfillment center. Like, we are just all over the place.
Yeah.
It's honestly a miracle we're still doing it.
It honestly is. Right now. It honestly is. If we could skip like a month, like that would even pass by super fast because there's so much shit happening. So like, guys, we're still here and like we're trying our best. Okay, thank you.
We're trying our best. So I'm so sorry about this week's episode and last week's episode. Until we get back on the host, it's going to be a little bit bumpy, but you will be getting your videos weekly. We just don't know when weekly. Come on.
Exactly. And like, we're staying on schedule on Patreon, but even that is really hard. I just want to cry sometimes. You know, sometimes I do just want to cry. I will say I have a fun time filming and stuff. I do just get a little bit stressed out when I'm editing and then I export the episode and I realize, why is Kathleen's glasses? Why are they disappearing into the green screen? I'm going to kill
$400.
Myself.
You owe me $400.
I don't. First of all, I think we bet $40, yes, not $400.
No, we bet $400.
I don't think I agreed to that. Also, I'm notorious for not going with bets. Joey hated me for this growing up. We would bet, and then like if I lost, I'll be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Like,
I've never paid a bet. I lost a day of my life. Literally never. But you owe me. I do bragging rights. I'll bring this up for 400 days.
Oh my god.
Last episode, honestly, you guys, you should thank me. You should thank me because it almost didn't go up, and I had to literally. Talk
it was gonna
off
go up.
Legend.
It was just gonna go. Up like 2 hours after it went up.
I said, Jesse, they want it. They want it now. Who cares about my glasses? Because every time I would turn, my glasses would disappear. Like here would disappear.
And then
I'm
the like, microphone was like flashing. Because, okay, so I made a mistake and there was like one setting of the green screen that I used instead of the other one that I meant to use. And I didn't realize it. And I do spot check it. Like I like go through and it looked fine to me. But it's also in a much smaller window in my editing software than it is in the final product. So like, I thought I did a good job. And then I clicked
bro,
on it. I said,
great job.
Bro, it looked like fucking shite, mate.
You cannot even tell. Oh my God, guys, you can't even tell that my glasses disappeared. And she's like, I swear, if I see comments about it, I'm like, how much do you want to bet that we're not even going to get a single comment about the glasses? Everybody was talking about the damn cantaloupes. Not a single comment
the
about
fucking
the glasses.
Cantaloupes.
Well, that promise.
Is. Yeah, lucky for me. You're dumb as rocks and you distracted them from me. So that was great. And I do appreciate that.
Not you not correcting me though.
Okay. I didn't even know what the fuck you were talking about, to be 100% transparent. Like, I've seen The Lion King a million years ago.
Why didn't you say, cantaloupes don't kill Mufasa?
Well, because I don't know who kills Mufasa.
Well, first of all, I thought it was antelopes. Let's start there. You know what? Should we get into que dice mi gente?
Yeah, let's just do it. Speaking of cantaloupes, yours are out to play today, mama. I just caught a glimpse. My goodness.
I will see. this tank top does, you
come
know,
on, yeah.
Show them off a bit, I will say.
Oh my God, we're doing a Mother's Day dinner and I'm getting a private chef to come and like cook for all the moms in my life and all that stuff.
Oh my God, that is so sweet. Who is gonna be you, Abby, your mom, Janice?
Janice, and then we're inviting like some of Abby's friends that I know through her. We're inviting one that's not a mom per se, but she's very cool. And she's also like very helpful in the community. So she's like a mother to the community, you know? So
anyway. She's like an aunt.
She's like an aunt, pretty much. But like I'm doing the little gift bags. Like I've never been able to do stuff like that. So like I'm just like excited to do it. Anyway, Abby thinks one of the chefs is hot. And so she's buying a bunch of cantaloupe dresses.
No, I'm crying.
For the occasion. So I said, all right, girl. I love what you need to
She's
do.
Like, you know what? I gotta shoot my shot.
Hey, it's slim pickings in my small town, okay? God bless Abigail.
Listen, the fact that Abby is trying to get with the guy cooking. I'm like, wow, Georgia's really not offering much.
No, come on. Being with a private chef, that's kind of a slay.
Oh, it's not about that. It's just like, you know, there's nowhere else to look.
Oh, no, yeah. Unless you want to just go to like Hooters or something and hope for the best.
I mean, dude, when I went to the Rare Beauty event with Michelle, it was the Rare Impact Fund. So everybody that was there was a quadrillionaire. Mm-hmm. Okay. They were like auctioning off and they would be like, can we get 40,000? 40,000, somebody in the back, whatever. No, when me and Michelle sat down, we were like, oh my God, we want to auction because it's for charity. Like, it's for the, you know, mental health and stuff.
As long as it's
like,
in the hundreds, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm like, we're so about it. We're going to go out there. We're going to freaking auction $200. And they're like, all right, we're going to start at $10,000.
That's
like,
fucking crazy. How rich do you need to be to like not care about like $10,000? Like, that's
holy
crazy.
Crap. Like, a gajillionaire.
Yeah, I think you have to be a millionaire minimum to not care about $10,000. $10,000 is like truly a large amount of money.
A lot of, it's crazy. Tessie was like, oh my God, see if you like, you know, get with like a finance man or like a businessman there that you can meet. And honestly, all the hot boys were all the waiters. The guys serving me drinks.
But see, like, I love waiters, attention to detail, coordinated. Come on, those are very attractive features.
I love a blue collar man, as you know, fuck white collar.
Yeah, but chefs are like similar to doctors in my eyes, like in the way that they're like never available and never home.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like chefs are just like always doing shit and all over the place. And why are you cooking for other women? What's going on?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe Abby needs to put her cantaloupes away. I don't like that. Bratterstein said, someone artistic, please draw a stampede of cantaloupes trying to kill Mufasa. There were so many comments about the cantaloupes. Guys, let me just explain. So I truly did think that the herd of animals that killed Mufasa were antelopes. I really did think they were antelopes. Why I said cantaloupes in that moment, I truly don't know.
When in my book, they could have been cantaloupes. That made sense. like a stampede, like rolling cantaloupes off a mountain. Could be.
Mama, you've seen the movie. You know that was
I saw it. Like, literally, I have somewhere, I don't know where it is anymore, like the movie ticket from theaters in the 2000s. Like, I genuinely don't remember that movie.
Didn't that movie come out like in 1990?
I might have seen it. It might have been number two or something. I went to the movie theater.
I want to say like Lion King 1.5 or something.
Okay, because, maybe it was 1.5. I don't remember any of them, but I did see Lion King for sure. Like, I know I've seen that movie, but I just don't. I know the plot is.
Okay, well, you know a bunch of rolling fruit did not kill Mufasa. Come on. You know damn well. And I literally...
I don't know that. I can't say that in good conscience.
I'm not even kidding, guys. I always watch the video back after Jessie edits it to see if like she missed anything, to like do the timestamps, whatever. I heard the whole video.
We both said, this episode is good to go.
And honestly, as I'm reading the comments, I'm like, what are people talking? Because like the first comment I saw was, oh my God, I cannot wait for Kathleen to address the cantaloupes. And I said, the cantaloupes? What is she talking about? And I keep reading the comments and I'm like, what the fuck? And then it hit me and I went and I saw the clip and I'm like, oh my God, I said cantaloupe.
But so you're saying it's not antelopes either?
No, they're wildebeest actually, which what the fuck is even a wildebeest?
But a wildebeest and an antelope, tomato, tomato, right?
Actually, I'm gonna search it up because I truly don't even know what an antelope looks like.
Antelope, I think... My God. How much fucking information are we supposed to store in the human brain? Like, it's too much.
Oh, okay. Antelopes are very much like little cute deers.
Yeah. Okay. With the horns, right?
Yeah.
And what's a wildebeest?
Wildebeest.
And wait, if they killed Mufasa, did they jump off the mountain too or the cliff?
Yeah.
Oh, Kathleen. Turns out you were not wrong at all. A wildebeest. They're just large antelopes. You were right.
Really?
I mean, you were wrong because you said cantaloupe. But... had you said antelope, you would have been correct. And don't you start in the comments, actually, Jesse, it's a large amount. No, it says it right here.
Yeah, come on. These guys running towards Mufasa, they have horns. They look like large antelopes.
Was it antelopes that killed Mufasa. I'm in my Ask Jeeves era.
Mm, I don't know what that means.
What? Ask Jeeves? You wouldn't ask Jeeves?
I'm not on Ask Jeeves TikTok. I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. Wow. You just get worse and worser. Like, what do you mean? Ask Jeeves? Ask Jeeves is like Google, but like back in the day when you would just ask it questions. Like you would be like, it was Google, but redesigned to pretend that you're like asking this butler like questions.
Okay, well, none of us here remembers
that. Oh, honey. Oh, you got a big storm coming. They are on Ask Jeeves TikTok. I will let you know right now. Anyway, I was saying I'm in my Ask Jeeves era because I'm asking Google a bunch of questions. Anyway, oh, no, antelopes did not kill Mufasa. Scar is the one who killed him.
Okay. Yes, I know.
Wait, so who killed? Wait a second. Who's Scar? No, I'm just kidding. No, I know Scar.
Hold on, wait.
Come on.
Scar, like, you know.
No, yeah, he's like the low-key kind of hot lion.
Honestly?
He's a stunning fella.
Sure, but he like is a murderer. He's a murderer. But
no, I never said he was a good person.
No, he's the worst, actually. He's actually the worst. He's my second favorite villain after Yzma. That's like saying that, that's like asking...
Yeah.
Okay, because you know, like Marilyn Manson, like conducted the killing of.
You're thinking of Charles Manson, bro. You're gonna get us sued. Oh my God. You know how Marilyn Manson murdered all those people? Oh, brother. Here we go.
No, you know. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Honestly, Charles Marilyn Manson has probably coordinated some sort of murder, but we don't know that for sure, and we're just joking.
But you know how Charles Manson like conducted like the Taryn Shate.
Oh.
Sharon Tate. What's wrong with
I know what you're thinking of. The
okay. My point of what I'm saying is, yeah, Scar conducted the killing, but like it was the stampede that killed him.
Mm.
Can you ask Jervis one more time?
No.
Which
can you ask Jervis?
Like what animal?
Yeah, let me ask the Jervis stampede? One more time. No, bro. Okay. Didn't the stampede, not me knowing the movie better and I don't remember it at all. Okay. Didn't the antelopes or cantaloupes get him to get on the edge of the cliff and then Scar like moved his hand instead of helping him?
Oh, wait. Yeah. No. Okay. No, but he caused the antelopes to start running.
Yeah, but he didn't die. He was hanging on. And I know. If Scar would have helped him.
He caused them to start running, though. But like but it was his plan. Like he wanted the wildebeest things to start running. And then he was like, remember, like he's hanging up the thing. He said, long live the king.
Scar is the one who coordinated it. And he's the one who executed the final murder. So I think that he is the one who did it.
But he died. Like if there was a Mufasa autopsy, it would be stampeded on by so-and-so.
No, because he didn't die till he was pushed off the cliff.
He didn't die until all of the antelopes crushed him.
He survived that, didn't he? Isn't there a moment where he's like, help me?
You think he got run over by the antelopes?
And then he like pushes him.
Yeah, and then he falls.
And that's how he dies.
You're saying he dies first and then they run him over.
When do they run him over?
He starts to get stampeded on.
After he falls to his death, I need to watch this scene now. It's going to piss me off.
Yeah, well, can you pull up the scene really quick without sound? Oh, my God. He's just trying to save his son. I can't watch this.
Okay, so I just watched the scene. It's hard to tell if he would have fallen and died on impact or if it was the antelopes that did it.
Yeah, because, okay, so the antelopes had already been running.
We need to stop with the Disney lore. It's driving me fucking nuts.
I'm just
if it's not Winnie the Pooh, it's fucking Lion King and it's driving me nuts.
He did cause the running. We're going to pull it up for you guys. As you see, he's holding on to him and then he lets him go. He is alive as he's falling through the air. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's screaming. He's screaming.
Then he falls into blackness.
Yeah.
Either way, you slice it was Scar's fault.
Yeah, either way. However, that doesn't solve the question of what animal was that?
An antelope.
No, was it?
Because even if it was a wildebeest, it was antelopes. Because they're antelopes. They're just big antelopes, allegedly, in our opinion. Enough. Enough. No more Googling, no more asking Jeeves.
What animal was stampede in? It says, the animals in the Lion King stampede that caused Mufasa's death are wildebeests, triggered by hyenas under Scar's orders.
Wildebeests are big antelopes.
Okay. What are wildebeests? A wildebeest, also known as a gnu. Gnu is a large migratory antelope native to... Wow! In your face, motherfuckers! We got you. We got you.
Yeah, you guys thought you had us. Nay, nay.
They were correcting me. Oh, Kathleen, actually.
Even if it wasn't antelopes, it would be a wildebeest. Well, tomato, tomato.
Actually, an antelope. Oh, you know what we're going to say? Oh, you know what? You know what? An antelope. It is a wildebeest.
In your face. Next comment. I love how we're good sports because that's really important to be a good sport.
We really are, honestly.
No, honestly, humble.
So humble. Honestly, I'm very grateful for the cantaloupe thing because I swear if there would have been one quest, one comment about those damn glasses,
oh,
we would have ended it in Minecraft.
Yeah, I couldn't even look at the comments. I was like, it will just defeat me so bad. I can't do it. If you know, if the green screen is ever bad, just know that on the other end of the screen is a very defeated Jesse.
No, and it's beautiful. Come on. It looks great and nobody even noticed that. Okay, so this comment I did want to address, I know we've addressed it already, but just so we let Emmy know, because Emmy says, has Jesse realized last fall the psychic told her that she was going to move and she did, which we did talk about this, but it's so
did
crazy.
Did we ever talk about it? I think we talked about it like
we
me
did.
And you.
No, we talked about it. We either talked about it on Patreon or we talked about it here.
Oh, maybe.
But we like mentioned it briefly, but I do want to role play.
But the first thing she said when I sat down was, you're moving? And I go, no. She goes, oh, weird. It says you're moving. And I was like, nope, I'm not moving. And I was like, he just moved and I always follow him everywhere he goes, but nope. And then she's like, oh, okay. Well, I just saw him move.
Oh my God, guys.
And Nassim was sitting next to me.
We're going to have an in-person podcast.
I didn't know Nassim was sitting there to my left. And I said to Joey, I was like, oh, well, that was buried really deep down inside of me. So that's very interesting. She saw that. And when I looked to my left, I saw Nassim. I was like, ah, what are you doing there? No, no move. And he literally looked at me. He's like, we're not moving. I'm like, no, of course not.
When we saw this clip, or like when we said this story on the podcast, you were very much like, you thought she meant Miami. You didn't think at all that she meant like, you know, like down the block.
There was 0% chance. I mean, like we had planned to move in the next 5 years. That's what we had said. We're like, okay, we'll just like save up. And then when the time's right and the interest is lower and all that stuff. And then that just like never happened. And then we were like, oh, okay, fuck it. We'll just buy a house. But yeah, no, we did not have plans to move within my town. So I had no reason to believe that she was talking about this. But I mean, she was onto something. She really was.
Man, she might be legit.
No, she is super legit. She read everybody to filth. Abby was so mad at her because she told her some things about her life. She was like, that bitch. And I'm like, okay.
You definitely need to invite her again at your next like barbecue or something when I'm in town.
Not the barbecue.
Because I need her to.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Danny B says, not another injury preventing Jesse from hitting the hee-hee ever again.
Guys, I don't know if I'll ever be able to hit the hee-hee. I'm being so fucking for real. I think I talked about...
Okay, you haven't gone to the doctor to check about your foot, bro?
You know I have not. Like, why would you even ask that question? Oh my God. No, seriously, like, I will go to the doctor for two things. I will go to the dentist, and I will go to, like, an OBGYN every couple of years for my cooter. That's about it. Everything else, I must be... Like, literally, my bone needs to be sticking out.
You should be going to your OBGYN once a year for your cooter.
No, she told me she could see me in, like, 3 to 5 years.
Oh, my doctor gives me a little Papa Smearoonie every... What? To be fair, that type of cancer like runs in my family.
Oh, no, I mean, I probably should, but she told me something about, I forgot what she said. I guess I have a really like clear cooter. Like she was
Yeah, maybe
like,
you have like just like an exceptional cooter that doesn't even check that much. Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, Honeylove.
Honeylove, if you don't already know, makes my favorite bras to ever exist. I wear them every single day, but now they make my favorite sports bras to ever exist as well. I have to be honest, I was just using my Honeylove bras as sports bras because they're just that comfortable and supportive, but now they actually make sports bras. And Honeylove's sports bras are designed for all day wear. So yes, obviously you can wear them for a workout, but they're meant to just lounge around in too, which I just so happen to love to do all the time, lounge around.
I'm honestly really excited to get the sports bras because I love their shapewear and I love their regular bras, and I'm not gonna lie, it is very hard for me to find sports bras that I like. A lot of these very popular sporty brands that I buy from, like for my like athletic wear and stuff, their sports bras hurt me so bad. They dig into my neck so bad and they give me shoulder pain.
Honeylove is so good about not over squeezing you but giving you the proper amount of support. That goes for their shapewear, leggings, tanks, like everything they make is just the right amount of support. And I think their bras are so comfortable because they don't have underwire. I feel like underwire is the devil, and that is responsible for why most bras are so uncomfortable. You just want to rip them off as soon as you get home.
No, literally. So you guys need to do yourself a favor and treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market, and use our exclusive code to save 20% off Honeylove at honeylove.com/jkpod. That's honeylove.com/jkpod.
And then after you check out, they're going to ask how you heard about them, and it helps us out a lot if you let them know the JK podcast sent you. And thank you so much to Honeylove for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I just don't go to the doctor unless I'm like in a pain that I'm like something's broken, you know, because I won't even go if I need stitches.
Of course,
I needed
get
stitches
it.
On my toe and I didn't get them. Nassim stepped on that toe today and I literally almost died. He had shoes on. It was bad. Anyway, I had mentioned last episode that I had some form of like tendonitis there, the little bone. And that got really bad after that episode. For like the next few days, it was hard to walk. Now it's finally healing, but like I haven't been able to do Pilates. I can barely get up the stairs. Like it has been so fucking bad. And I was just grateful that I got even mildly better because we went to the Bruno Mars concert yesterday. Lots of walking. We had to park 25 minutes away walking. You know that killed me, bitch.
What?
Yeah, you know that killed me.
Oh, you forget about it. I'm surprised you didn't Uber.
I did try to Uber, but the Ubers just like were at standstills. We got out. Like it was bad. And then they had those people in the little pedicab things, but like, you know, those are like $500. They try to trick you.
How was the Bruno Mars concert, by the way? Did you love it?
Okay. So yeah, like let's get into that. First of all, it's my mom's
okay, so
like,
I guess we're done with Que Dice Mi Gente, right? Or you have anything else?
Oh, I don't have anything else to add. Do you have something else?
Well, I mean, all of the comments are literally about the damn cantaloupes.
They were.
I do want to say, someone said, ah, yes, the killer cantaloupe. But I do want to mention, this has nothing to do with a comment, but I did, before we get into it, see you wearing a bottoms up shirt on your latest episode of Do We Know Them?
No thanks to you, you absolute wretched witch.
It's so funny. That's so sweet for you to think it was me. She sends me a picture of the
sweet
shirt.
And she's like, just thought like common sense. Like I poured my heart out to you telling you how much I wanted something. And wow, Kathleen listened to me. No, she didn't.
No, she's like, oh my God, did you get me the bottoms up shirt? I said, that ain't me, girl.
I thought you were playing with me. I was like, oh, Kathleen's so humble, so silly. She doesn't want me to know it was her. No, it actually wasn't her. I just got a package. And I was like, what is this? I mean, I've literally been ordering so much shit to my house. So I just like opens it. I didn't even think twice. I knew it was somebody else because it spelled my name in a way like I wouldn't put Jesse in my last name, you know? And then I open it and it's the bottoms up shirt from Death Becomes Her. If you guys don't remember when we went to New York, Kathleen bought herself a lovely bottoms up shirt. So beautiful, so magical, one of a kind.
I mentioned when I went to go to the merch, you guys want a drink? Do you guys want something from over there? The merch will go over there. She's like, nah, I don't want anything.
You didn't say from the merch. You are a dirty liar. You said, do you want a drink? I said, no.
I said, do you want a drink? We're gonna go to the merch also.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
But
I did
anyway,
say, do you want a drink only?
You know, some
I
people
said,
think that, like, you know, if you were a good friend, you would have just been like, wow, you know, like this shirt, like, I feel like Jesse would love this. You know, like we could match in our episode tonight.
I didn't know you can buy that shit online.
Okay, neither did I, to be fair. But anyway, it was my sweet friend Abigail.
Kind of takes away the magic a little bit.
I mean, yeah, it does actually a little bit. But for me, it was great because I was able to experience it. But my sweet Abby, she actually sent it to me. And now I was able to wear it. I literally put it on immediately and we filmed a Do We Know Them episode that night. And there was a lot of people
who clocked
it.
No, Abby is literally, she's the most thoughtful, most amazing, wonderful, precious person
ever. No, she really is. She really is. She's going to love this part of the episode because she loves praise. She's a Leo. Like literally when she makes desserts for barbecues, she'll be like, all right, guys, come on. Like, let me hear it. You like it? Come on. Let me hear it.
Oh my God. My mom must have a Leo something. Because good Lord, that's my mom.
Oh my God.
I can literally, like, I'll take a bite out of food. She's like, hello? I'm like, well, let me swallow it. No, but yeah, shout out Abby. She's amazing. I would never have never thought of that.
Wow. What a shame.
So yeah, Bruno. How was Bruno?
Okay. So it has been my mom's lifelong dream to see Bruno Mars. She loves Bruno Mars. She loves his music and she just loves him as a performer. And to be honest, I feel like everybody knows that Bruno Mars is a great performer. Like his little dances and then he has the people with the horns and all that stuff. I will say I was excited. It was an interesting experience. I think he is a very, very good performer. Although I think I realized I don't like that many of his songs. God bless.
I'm not gonna lie, when you told me you were going to Bruno Mars, I mean, I know it was mainly for your mom, and when we were on the Disney cruise, she was really raving and ranting about how much she loves Bruno Mars and really wants to see him. And I was like, okay, but I don't really...
Yeah, his songs, like a lot of the hits, like Locked Out of Heaven and Grenade, and like, I just don't like those.
I can't do Grenade. I cannot
He didn't
do
perform
Grenade.
Grenade. He didn't.
Okay, thank God.
He is an incredible performer. His voice is insane.
Did he perform Versace on the Floor? I love that song.
Okay, that actually made me so sad because basically he does this interlude while he's changing. It's like his backup dancers are doing like the instrumental of Versace on the Floor and that's it. And I was like, no, fuck.
I love that song.
I know, me too. I really wish that he had performed it. But I will say it was like later on in the set and he, like his songs are so high. I don't know how he can maintain a healthy voice and like tour. You know, like it's insane. So
yeah.
Maybe he couldn't like put Versace on the Floor on the set list. Like, God bless. It's so high.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. For a man.
Like high. What do you mean by high?
Dress, but you don't need it. Like that whole fucking thing. Like that is like his chorus of Versace on the Floor is very high for a guy. But all of his songs are high. So maybe that's not even a relevant point.
Because, yeah, you're like, right. Take it off for me.
The whole fucking thing. Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I will say the opening was amazing. He opened with Risk It All and... That has to be...
I don't know what that is.
His new song? Oh my God, you have to listen to it because that's actually like pretty much, I would say, one of the best songs he's ever.
I haven't heard a single one of his new songs.
That's like one of his new songs. But that is single-handedly one of the best songs he's ever put out. Like, it is very, very, very good. Wow. And you would love it because it's got like a Cuban twist to it. Yeah. I will say it was one of the more interesting crowds I've been in. Like, I feel like when I go to like the Kesha concert, it's like the girls and the gays. When I go to Hilary Duff, it's going to be the girls and the gays. When I go to Sabrina Carpenter, it's the girls and the gays. Like, I'm used to going to concerts where it's the girls and the gays.
Have you ever been to a John Mayer concert? It is not the girls and the gays.
It was probably similar to Bruno Mars. It was the most random collection of people I've ever seen in my life.
That's exactly what it is. At John Mayer, it is the one concert where you will see, like, I'm talking about Daytona biker Sons of Anarchy, like, type of guys. And then, like, young girls. Like, it goes from, like, young girls to, like, these old biker looking dudes. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's not that I don't like being around, like, all sorts of people. It just felt random. Like, it just felt like a bunch of people who were there to like hear hits almost. And like, that didn't like do the same like effervescence that normally a crowd does to me.
I agree. Because when I went to like Harry Styles, everybody was like the same. And we were just like,
it just feels like we're like all united. Not just because like we like the music, but like because like we like really bond over this like artist and stuff. But like, it just didn't feel like that. That being said, incredible performer. I was very alarmed at several times because he does pyrotechnics, like straight up fireworks. And multiple occasions, Kathleen, the pop was so loud that like we all thought there was a shooter. Like, everybody was like ducking and like scared and jumping. Like,
wait, are you serious?
Yes, I'm very serious. The first time that happened, everybody just screamed. Like, it was terrifying. It was like the loudest pop you've ever heard. And then some of them didn't have a pop at all. And then one time it popped and there was no fireworks. So like, yeah, it was, I didn't like the pyrotechnics of it. It really caused me a lot of anxiety in my soul.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
And then the stadium itself, the Bobby Dodd Stadium, is where Georgia Tech plays like football. And let me tell you, what a shithole. Oh my God. When we got out, they had us like at a standstill. Like, we couldn't move. And then my mom started getting like really stressed out. And when she starts getting stressed out, she starts talking louder. So that started stressing me out because I'm like, don't start like being like, what's going on here? You know, like, please don't do that. Once we finally started moving, we all, like, it was like just thousands of people had to like go through a staircase. And it was like the tiniest staircase.
Enough.
My mom started panicking. And I just looked at her and I said, Mom, you just have to disassociate. Because that's what I do in public when I'm like in a very overwhelming situation. I just start drifting off. I don't know where I am. I'm not even there mentally. I'm just,
not everybody has that superhero ability.
She said it helped her when she tried to disassociate because like, dude, it's literally like when it was super hot in Orlando and I had to just like right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. Like, sometimes you just have to like completely go into another world.
Yeah, you just have to tell yourself like, listen, I gotta get to the destination.
That's it. That's all you gotta do. And then after the fucking concert, I had to walk for 25 minutes because it was at a standstill. Like, the way they don't have any control over the traffic, they have not figured that out yet.
Honestly, it sounded like a horrible time.
No, it wasn't a horrible time. Honestly, it was great. Like, as far as like the performance and like seeing my mom so happy, that was very special for me. Like, to be able to, she loved it. And like, I really enjoyed being able to bring her. But also the opener, one of them was, I think his name is Leon Thomas. And he's the one that sings like, gonna take your time, what's the rush? Da-na-na-na. She said, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt.
Leon Thomas, you're getting that. Something tells me you're getting that wrong.
I'm not. Why is everything I do not good enough for you? Go ask Jeeves. See what he says.
What's the song called?
I don't know. That's how it goes, though. She said, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt.
Oh, yeah. Leon Thomas. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you were thinking about Leon Bridges, but that he doesn't sing that song.
So. Well, anyway, so that song was good. But his other music was like really like, well, like almost like experimental. And it had like guitar, like
24 karat magic.
No, I wish it was that. No. I'm not talking about Bruno. I'm talking about Leon Thomas. So this is the opener. Kidding. Like, we're sitting down, we're eating our nachos and he's playing these. I'm so sorry if you're a Leon Thomas fan. And he is so insanely talented. Like, he plays every instrument and like his voice is very, you know, he's very talented, but his progression, like the music, the chords he chooses, the type of music, it was I was angry. Have you ever like, not like rock music, but like there's certain music that disturbs your soul, like kind of when you hear, like it agitates you? Does that happen to you?
Yeah, I do feel that way with all these like EDM, like house music. Like, 100%. Music really pisses me off. I'm not even gonna lie
to you. Not even in the same way. Like, that to me is just like annoying and like start giving me anxiety. But like this was like a I don't know, it was something. And like,
I wish I knew what you were talking about, because
yeah, you gotta listen to it. I don't know if it's the same. And also the bass was way too high, so like all the bass was just like running through our veins. It's like sitting in a car with a subwoofer. Like it was just like, whoa, like I was getting so much anxiety.
Very overstimulating.
Yeah, like before Bruno came on, like I literally was like, I need to get out of here. I'm gonna go running naked. Like I just felt like I was like very overstimulated. Okay. And we all felt the same way. Like me, my mom, and Joey were all just like, oh my God, like what's going on? Why can't, you know, whatever. But very talented guy, I will say. Just
So your brother is he still in Georgia right now?
Yeah, but he's leaving tonight.
Oh, fun though. That's cool.
Yeah. He loved it here. It was so spectacular.
I'm sure he doesn't want to come back. I'm sure he's like,
oh, no, he does want to come back. But he, you know, he thinks this is fantabulous. He loved it here. We had such a great barbecue. It was wonderful.
Well, your house is splendid. Like,
we
were so
having a great time. Wait. We formed some core memories.
When are you
getting
that pool table, girl?
I know. I have to pick one out because I want it to be a pool table and a dining table. Like, I want it to be able to be covered when it's not a pool table.
And a dining table?
Yeah, it's going to be a pool table that has, like, slats so you can put, like, the dining table on.
Oh, girl, that shit ain't never going to be used as a dining table. We're going to boop-boop-boop-boop-ping all the time.
Yeah, but, like, if I have, like, a dinner party or something, like, I just want to not
be able to. We're going to use it. We're going to be playing pool at your dinner party. What are you talking about?
Probably. I just want the option to hide it because it's kind of ugly.
No, I'm sure it's spectacular.
Like, I don't want the first thing you see when you walk into my fucking house, like, a big-ass felt table. Like, I don't like it.
Like, it's like a frat boy's house.
Like a dive bar. Like, this is, you know, it's just not the vibe we're going for here.
Because you guys want to put it, like, in the foyer.
Yeah, in the foyer. That's the only place we can put it. I'm not fucking bringing a big ass pool table up here so it could crash through my ceiling. Those things weigh like a trillion pounds.
Well, I'm very excited, and so is my stepdad, as you guys know. So yes. You just let me know, mama.
Absolutely. But yeah, now my voice is like kind of fucked up. I was screaming a little bit. I wasn't screaming anywhere near like this Bruno Carpenter level when I went to her concert. I had no voice forever.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, Bruno Mars, you know. My thing is, there are people that I can acknowledge are extremely, extremely pure, like purely talented and amazing and wonderful, but they're just not my vibe. Elvis Presley is one of them.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's motherfucking Elvis, but like.
Yeah. No, I honestly just thought, like, for instance, I do love some of Bruno Mars' songs. Like, he sang Die With A Smile. I love Die With A Smile. I thought he was going to bring out Lady Gaga. He did not. The one he does with Lady Gaga that she sang with fucking Bad Bunny. Yes, you do know that song. If the world ending, I don't wanna
be. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that's what it was called. I do like that one. I like Versace on the Floor, and I like the one that he sings with Cardi B.
Okay, period. And you'll probably like Risk It All. Like, I'm sure you will. It's a great song.
You know, but like, aside from that, like, most of his radio hits, like, bother me a little bit. The way that Sam Smith's radio hits.
Yeah,
really
it's
me.
Giving like Urban Outfitters a little. I get it.
Oh my God, yes. And I'm not gonna lie, now I can understand what you mean about the, you know, the Sam Smith music makes me violently angry. I'm so sorry to Sam Smith.
What
fans.
I love Sam Smith's music.
I can't do it. I feel like I'm at church. I can't do it. Sam That's Smith how I feel and with Imagine Hosier, Dragons.
Or whatever the fuck his
no,
name is.
No, Hosier's good though.
But doesn't that literally feel like you're at church?
No. Take me to church.
Yeah. And the amen.
Like, who are the people that sing Thunder? Yo, Thunder. I cannot do them. I think that's Imagine Dragons. Like Sam Smith.
Bro, have you ever seen the lead singer of Imagine Dragons?
No.
Oh my God. He's like so gorgeous. And the comments are always like, I'm imagining his dragon right now.
No. Stop. That might make it a little bit easier to listen to.
No, he's like, I don't know what he looks like. Love. Absolutely stunning. And he always does like shirtless shows. And he's like super muscular.
Wow. Well, listen, I can't deal with his band.
No, I know. What's that other band? I think it's like Mumford & Sons that's giving like the expensive burger places. We are young. Or whatever. You know those songs?
Don't you fucking dare. I love, first of all, We Are Young is from the brand Fun.
Okay.
I love them. Give me a second eye. I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. Wow, that song is like
that is so giving Urban Outfitters expensive burger place.
That's fine. That is fine. I can take that. What I can't take is
thunder.
The rest of them.
And the thunder. Yeah. What does that even mean? Lightning and the thunder.
I don't know, because I can't understand anything the song says. I can't.
Wow, we are literally just one giant Yelp review. We really are.
We really are. But today, we're actually going to be talking about things we love, not things we can't stand, which is rare for us.
Well, we already talked about the things we can't stand because we can never just talk about things we love. We have to balance it out.
We are the Just Complaining podcast.
We are. But we are going to be talking about our top threes in three categories. Music or songs, I guess. Shows and movies.
Yes, like All Stars, like the All Stars Disney Hotel. Those categories.
Yeah, just like that.
I will say, I'm so excited, guys, because there have been two topics that I had wanted to cover on our podcast. One is weird food combos we love.
As we know.
She finally gave me the green light and we spoke about weird food combos we love over on our Patreon. So if you want to hear.
Absolutely. Riveting.
Probably our best episode
we've ever. Our best episode we've ever put out, for sure.
Like, definitely shits on Pitbull. That, and I've been wanting to talk about our, I narrowed it down for Jessie because I know she couldn't do top fives. It's very hard for her, but I wanted to do top categories, like our favorite movies of all time, our favorite shows of all time, and our favorite songs of all time, because I feel like we can really discuss these in the comments and it'll be for fun conversation. But when we did this last time, we did it for our like it was a Christmas category. Yeah. So we did our favorite Christmas movies and Christmas foods and all of that stuff and our favorite Christmas drinks. But today it's just like general, like,
damn, we favorites. Didn't do food. Maybe we could add that on. Food's a big one.
Yeah, food is a big one.
Yeah, hello. Anyway, okay, should we start with songs?
Yeah, we should.
What I love is that I actually texted Kathleen and I said, songs is hard, because my thought process was like, I love a lot of albums and I love a lot of songs in general, but I wouldn't categorize them as my favorite songs ever. Like, I love so many of Sabrina Carpenter's songs. Would I categorize them as my favorite songs ever?
Of course. And that's why it's very, I totally get that. Like, for example, I don't have Sabrina Carpenter.
Me neither.
On any of my top favorite songs. Me neither. You know? But she is one of my top artists right now. So, let me ask you that. Give me your favorite band and your favorite bands and your favorite singers. Who are they?
My favorite band?
Oh, you don't have one? What the fuck?
I mean, like a that? Band? Like fucking, like how many people are like minimum? Like what constitutes as a band?
Like, I guess... Good question. It doesn't have to be like Aerosmith and shit. Like, it could be something that's like, even like Backstreet Boys, for example.
No.
Even though they're not a band. Yeah, technically.
No. I don't think I have a favorite band.
Wow. Okay. My top three are.
Top three bands?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You have three of them? Can't even think of one.
Yeah, Jack's Mannequin. Jack's Mannequin is my favorite band of all time. I freaking love Jack's Mannequin. Okay. Also, ABBA.
Is ABBA a band? ABBA? Or like a.
I would consider them a band. That's what a group, a music.
Yeah, musical that's group, what I was saying. I'm like, what is the minimum? Like, what's the vibes?
That's because, what I like, mean. No, I mean, ABBA's like not a band. Musical group.
Okay, then that's a little bit different.
I was okay. So my top three are Jax Mannequin, ABBA, and Fleetwood Mac. I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations.
Because if you think about, because when I think about,
I don't really know. Like, I like Jax Mannequin.
I hate this episode.
No, I like Jax Mannequin. I like Fleetwood Mac, and I also like ABBA. But would I put them as a favorite anything? No, probably not.
Would you not?
Wait, actually, ABBA maybe, because I do love ABBA.
Come on. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about them as a whole, right? Like, I couldn't even narrow down, like, certain songs, because I think that there are several ABBA songs that are, like, some of the greatest songs of all time.
Right, right.
And then I also feel that way about, like, Fleetwood Mac, like, Everywhere and all of that. Like, and it's hard to narrow it down. So I think as a band themselves, like, they're, like, they're the most iconic groups ever. Like, ABBA's, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, no, you're right. I used to love Rascal Flatts, but he's really gone down the gutter.
Yeah, I do love, you know. God Bless the Broken Road.
God Bless the, and These Days, what a beautiful song. But
oh no, it is. I mean, they have some good bangers, I will.
But
say.
Have you heard him sing lately?
No, actually, I didn't even know they still existed.
Yep. You thought they all just died.
they thought they were retired. Kind of like Jack's Mannequin.
No. They're still on and kicking, allegedly. I don't have any bands. I could say my top favorite artist, but that's even hard to narrow down to three.
Ooh, hit me.
I think that my, Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, I knew she was going to be on your list.
John Mayer.
Yeah.
And, the third slot is hard. There's so many good people. I really love Olivia Dean. Very much. I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter's on my top three.
Yeah, I feel like I have to put her on top three because I listen to her constantly, but I also listen to Olivia Dean constantly. Oh, it's very tough.
I know it is. It's tough. I have Sabrina Carpenter, John Mayer, and Barbara Streisand.
That's crazy. What song does she sing?
Well, I think she's the greatest singer of all time.
Well, doesn't she have like a severe stage fright or something and she can't perform?
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's unfortunate.
Or is that another Barbara? I always get Barbara Streisand, Barbara Walters, and I think that's it. I always get them confused. Like, I interchange them.
Yeah, they're very different. But they are blonde women, so I understand.
Unfortunately, Barbara Streisand is best known for the Streisand effect, which is not ideal.
What's the Streisand effect?
Basically, I don't know the logistics of it, but she, like, was suing someone because they were, like, showing her house or something, and it brought more attention to, like, her house. Or, like, basically, the whole idea is the Streisand effect is you're trying to get people to look away from something by suing them or, like, you know, and it basically brings more attention to it.
Oh, okay. Wow, I didn't know that. I had never heard of that.
Well, Bob was stressing.
Yeah, she has severe long-term stage fright. It began after she forgot the lyrics to 27 songs during a 1967 concert in Central Park.
No, stop.
The anxiety caused her to avoid live ticketed performances for nearly 30 years.
Oh my God, pobrecita.
She has often used teleprompters and at time anti-anxiety medication to perform, revealing that the fear never really truly left her.
Damn.
Is that a typo or did you really forget 27 songs?
No, like that's like, no, I mean, that's clearly
stage fright. So many fucking songs.
I know, pobrecita. Bro, wow.
It's giving the time that I auditioned for the Justin Bieber concert. Damn. Whatever competition thing, and I forgot the lyrics, and I just kept singing the beginning part of the song until I just left the stage, and my dad was furious.
How have you never brought that up? That seems like probably
I think I've done a story time stories. On it back
wow,
in the
that's
day
insane.
But I kept singing that the beginning insane. And it was so fucky. It was like literally like a dream, like if you put like worst case scenario kind of thing.
And when we did our embarrassing story time, you didn't say that.
Probably too buried far, like too deep in my soul. Yeah, I you would know say, some yeah, embarrassing probably, things you just like sure. Really try never to think about again.
Yeah. Okay, what are your top three favorite songs?
Okay, what's crazy about my songs is that I had texted Kathleen and I was like, well, I don't know what songs I'm gonna do. I have two of them tattooed on me. Hello.
I love you always forever. That's near
this one.
Together.
Yeah, I love you always forever is pretty much my number one. I love it. It
I'm not gonna
reminds
lie, that's,
me of
that's
like
up there.
Windows down on our way to Marco Island when I was young. That and Who I Am. That's like I am Rosemary's granddaughter. That song, like they remind me of the 90s and my mom and Marco Island and all of that. So I love, love, love that song. Me, my mom, and my brother have I Love You Always Forever tattooed on us.
There's just something very unique and special about that song.
It's
like
so I good. Love you. Oh. It's so it, like, feel good. It's like soul. Somebody's injecting you with sunshine.
No, truly.
Try being choice, depressed and listening to I Love You Always Forever. Can't be. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's SeatGeek.
With over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app, and we love it.
I literally just got back from the Bruno Mars concert, as you know, and I bought my tickets through SeatGeek. It was such a smooth process. My tickets were transferred the same day that I bought them, and honestly, if it wasn't for SeatGeek, I wouldn't be able to go to events because I never catch pre-sales. I'm never on time for anything.
No, truly, what is life before SeatGeek?
I don't like, know. I just wouldn't go tickets. Places.
Getting tickets before SeatGeek was like a literal nightmare.
But there are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek. This includes concerts, of course, but they also have things like sports games and festivals and much more.
And they have so many people going on tour right now. They have Bruno Mars, where Jesse just went. BTS, Ariana Grande, Alex Warren, so many people, Demi Lovato, like the list goes on.
And SeatGeek has your back because each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know that you're getting a good deal. So if you look for the green dots on the map, green means good, red means bad. And honestly, it is a huge difference. It's kind of crazy what some of the red dots are going for.
Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, so you're good.
Concert season is about to kick off, so to make it even better, you can use code JKPODCAST10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code JKPODCAST10.
And thank you so much to SeatGeek for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
You know, I feel that way about the song... So random, but December 1963.
How does it go?
Tell me about that song. You know, late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. What
I don't think I've heard
lady,
that.
Lady, what a night. Oh, what
oh,
a night.
Oh, what a night. Oh, yeah, yeah, that I do know. Yeah, there's some older songs that just fill me up. They really do. They've got
like,
some good stuff in
it. Yeah, I'm like, when I'm having a bad day, like, I have to listen to this song.
Absolutely. My second favorite song is Stand by Donnie McClurkin. McClurkin, sorry.
Wait, have I heard that song before?
It's a gospel song, which is crazy because I'm not religious at all. But it is such a beautiful song and it moves my soul so much.
Stand? I'm going to put that in my list.
And I have it on my foot, ironically, not ironically. It says, after you've done all you can, just stand. And it is just such a beautiful fucking song.
By who?
Donnie McClurkin. It's basically about how you don't need to know what you're gonna do next. All you gotta do is just get up. And that's it. Just dance. It's a beautiful, wow, beautiful
that's,
song.
That's actually really beautiful. Actually, that's
no,
really
no,
beautiful.
It's a gorgeous song. Okay, my third favorite song is Take the World by Johnny Swim. It's one of the most beautiful
oh my God, I don't
songs
know that one either.
I've ever
what the
heard.
Fricks?
Oh my God, it is such a beautiful song. Wow, amazing. I know it's like meant for like a partner, I guess, but I always think of my kids when I hear that song. Okay, what is your favorite songs, mama? Or what are your favorite songs? That was incorrect, grandma.
What is your favorite song, Ademi? My top three would have to be, okay, it was very hard for me to narrow this down.
Impossible,
it was hard
almost.
To like do the top three. But I would say How Deep Is Your Love is like my favorite song of all time.
Oh, that's a very good song, yeah.
It is. Have you ever seen the Bee Gees like documentary?
No. It's on my list.
I didn't think.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't think. I didn't think so. But like in the Bee Gees documentary, he's actually talking about how he wrote that song, truly about like the love of his life. And even years later, he's like telling the story on the documentary and he's like sobbing. Like,
oh,
talking about
it. My God.
And it's so crazy, like knowing like those truly are some of the most romantic lyrics I have ever heard. And mm-hmm. to know that it came from a place of real love. I mean, clearly you could tell by the song. It's just so beautiful. I think that's the greatest song of all time. It used to be Boys of Summer by Don Henley, but that has taken its place as the best song of all time. And then I think my number two would have to be, have you ever heard make another old song, Making Love Out of Nothing at All?
No.
Air Supply? You're joking.
Well, you sing it for me.
You know, I'm really good and my melody's really good. Let me Making Love Out of Nothing at All. Making love.
Oh, girl, I never heard that.
Out of nothing at all. Make it. Yes. Wait, let me say. My favorite part is the beating of my heart is a drum and it's lost and it's looking for a rhythm like you.
Not even like from the pit of a little bit. Not even a little bit.
And turn into the beacon burning endlessly bright. You have to have heard of it.
No, honey. I've never heard
of it. I'm sure you have. I'll play it for you one day and you'll know. You'll know. Okay. You'll know. And then I think my third favorite song, kind of like similar to how you feel about I Love You Always Forever, but like Nothing Fills My Soul the Way Free by Florence and the Machine. Have you heard Free?
I probably have heard it, but I don't remember it.
Those lyrics are my actual life. Like, I don't know what the song is about, but to me, when I hear it, I very much tie it to my anxiety, like being free of like anxiety and stuff like that. Oh my gosh. Florence and the Machine, Free. You guys need to hear that song. It is epic. It's so incredible.
Yeah, there's certain songs that just like speak to your soul when you put them on. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's what classifies to me as one of the best songs.
Yes. And I do have an honorable mention that is Where Do I Begin? By Shirley Bassey. That song is about a partner also, but it reminds me of Porter. I swear to you, you have to listen to
it. Is it a love song to Porter?
It is. It's a love song, but it's like, that is exactly how I feel about Porter. Shirley Bassey, Where Do I Be In? It's so good. And then really quick, I have to mention Tenderly by Ella Fitzgerald. So good. Running Up That Hill from Kate Bush. Oh my God,
no,
it's so good.
No,
it's,
no, no. I'm going to mute you.
It's all coming
back
to me. It's all coming back to me.
No, that's ridiculous.
Do you believe in magic?
Absolutely not. We don't accept cheating here.
Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? Wow, that one also fills my soul. Okay, I'm done.
Wow, that was a real monkey wrench. She just threw in our competition here. Whatever the fuck this is.
Competition?
No, well, like, you know, whatever the... Come on.
Wow. Jesse's such a Leo. Like, we're just two gal pals just chatting about our favorites.
But I'm doing it better. Okay, let's do movies, all right? My number one all-time favorite movie, I feel like I've said this a million times on the internet, is Matilda.
Matilda.
Yes. What a wonderful, splendid movie. I think it's such a good fucking movie. And
I have Matilda listed under my subcategories, which is childhood movies.
Oh my God. No, Kathleen. It's movies. Childhood movies, movies I like at night, movies I like in the day. No. No, it's movies and you can't read from the other lists.
Okay, but like, I love movies and shows, unlike you, so I have a lot of subcategories.
No, you can't do that. My second one, which I actually haven't seen in a while, but I have to, it is a movie that like makes me feel nostalgia. Like it's wrapped up in a movie. Like whenever I turn this on, I feel like I'm in the 90s again. It's Wish Upon a Star with Katherine Heigl.
Oh my God.
Love that movie. Like I
that movie
love
is a classic Disney
movie. And like, it's hard Disney to Channel? Find. Like I think you could only, I don't know if now you can maybe rent it, but like I used to have to watch it on YouTube because nowhere else had it.
I know. I don't know where you can watch those
like,
movies.
I don't have
anymore.
It on Disney Plus and stuff. But yeah, that movie makes me feel, oh my God, like just comfort. Like I just feel like it's a rainy day and I'm watching.
Yeah, I love that movie,
you know? And then my third is not necessarily a specific movie, but it's like a genre that I gravitate towards. Like rom-com movies, but not just rom-coms. Like I love like Just Go With It with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. I love The Other Woman with Cameron Diaz. Like I just love...
Oh, I don't know that one.
You don't know The Other Woman?
I've never seen The Other Woman.
Oh my God, I love that movie.
I love rom-com.
Oh my God, you're gonna adore it. Well, that one's not even a rom-com. That one is like all of the other women basically teaming up against the shitbag husband. And I love it. It's such a good...
Oh, is it kind of like a John Tucker Must Die or something type of movie?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
At the end, they play a song too from, God, what's her fucking name? She's Jason Mraz's ex. He fucked her over. So she wrote an entire album about it. And one of the songs was I Was Gonna Marry You. Tristan Prettyman, yes. Okay, I've listened to her since I was in high school. But that song is in there and I just fucking love that movie so much. Like I love any of those movies where it's like strong female doing fun things.
Yeah. I like those as well.
But yeah, I like all those movies, you know, like Cock Blockers. That's a very funny movie.
Is that
I just
the
like
one
silly
with
movies.
Nicki Minaj in it Other Woman?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm going
to
watch it.
But that's pretty much it for movies, because I just like, I can't narrow it down to one. Those are like the ones that like, if a new one comes out, like I've seen every Adam Sandler movie to ever exist. Like I just I love the vibe.
Who's your favorite actor? Let's do that. Like, is Adam Sandler like your favorite actor?
No. My favorite actor? Do I have a favorite actor? Maybe it is Adam Sandler, because I love everything he does. And I love his vibe on camera, because he just seems like a regular person on camera.
I love Adam Sandler.
It's so seamless. Yeah. And then like, he's always like really good to his friends and always has his friends in his movies. And I just like, think
and
he's
dude,
such a
the
vibe.
Adam Sandler movies are really good.
No. Like they are. And they always have the worst reviews really on Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm giving it 5 stars. Like, I love it.
Listen, Rotten Tomatoes can suck my Rotten
Tomatoes. Literally.
They are such haters. They're like worse than us.
Oh my God. They're a million times worse than us. And they're always like so fucking intense about everything. Like, can we just have a good time?
I know. Like, come down. Well, who's your favorite actress?
I don't know who my favorite actress is. I don't know. I don't think I get very attached to actors and actresses and shows and stuff. Like, yeah. I could, I like, when I'm watching like a like Game of Thrones or something and I see like Jon Snow, I'm like, wow, you're gorgeous. Like, that type of thing.
Well,
no, you know what I mean? Like, I can acknowledge, like, you're
gorgeous.
We're
talking about that. My list is endless, mama.
But, like, I don't, like, get attached to him and, like, love to see him in all his other work. Like, I've never even sought him out. You know what I mean?
So, I guess Adam Sandler would be your guy, because, probably, you know, you do love his work.
Yeah, so then we could just throw Drew Barrymore in there as my actress. Yeah. I just love the vibes.
I do. Oh, my God, I love Drew Barrymore. My favorite actress is Sandra Bullock, though.
I do love Sandra.
I love Sandra Bullock. I love every movie that she's ever been in. I think she's amazing, great actress. Like, and she's across the board, like, a great actress. She could do, like, many things. Rom-coms are very serious roles. I freaking love Sandra Bullock. The Lake House? With her and Keanu Reeves.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh my God, you have to watch The Lake House. It's so good and it has a beautiful soundtrack. But I would say my favorite actor, I think it's Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't necessarily like him as a person. Like, when I think of his movies in general, like The Great Gatsby, The Wolf of Wall Street, Titanic, like, he's incredible in these films. Like, he is, and I think he's the, I'm not gonna lie, this might be a bold statement, I think he's the best actor in the whole world.
No, I don't think he's the best actor in the whole world.
I think he's the greatest actor of all time.
No, I just don't think so. I think he's very, very, very good, but he also is a very specific kind of actor. I don't think you could put him in a rom-com. I don't think he'd do good. He's too, like, weird. Like, he's got like a weird
Titanic
sinister
is so
energy.
Romantic. Maybe not like a romantic comedy.
No, I don't think so.
The Wolf of Wall Street, he's so funny in The Wolf
he's
of Wall
Street. He's so weird in Wolf of Wall Street. Like, he's
that
weirdo.
Character's weird as fuck.
Like, he's good at playing like really weird, strange men. You know?
Bro, Jack Dawson, Titanic, he's like a normal dude.
He fell in love with her. He didn't even know her. He died for her. Weirdo.
You
know
what I mean? You wouldn't want that?
No, I would want that. I'm not trying to go on.
The movie, he's like very young, but What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Where he plays like
Never
someone who has
that.
Like he has like a mental illness or a disorder of some kind, and incredible.
Okay.
Do I think he's a weird ass motherfucker in real life? Sure, yeah.
I think it transfers to the screen. Like, to say he's like the best actor of all time, like, I just don't think that's maybe like true.
I think so. I just don't think anybody can do like the roles as well as him. I just I also love Gary Sinise, but that's more of like, I just love him.
Okay, what are your favorite movies?
My favorite movie. Yeah. You really want to wrap this up, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. This is dragging on, mama. The more categories you add on, it's just more pictures I have to add on the screen. Like,
it's
let's
so
just
much
go.
Fun.
Let's just go.
It's so much. Oh, well, now I feel like, gosh, like, does anybody even want to hear it? Like, do you even care what my favorite movies are? I mean, Garden State.
The fuck is that?
Garden State with Zach Braff and Natalie Portman. I love that movie. I know it is very Tumblr millennial coded of me to fucking mention Garden State. Yes, it is. It is. I'm old and I love it. I love Garden State. The Notebook. I know. Sue me. The most corny. It's my favorite romantic movie of all time. I fear The Notebook.
You like
is
to like rewatch it?
I've rewatched it so many times.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I mean.
Oh my God. I can watch The Notebook over and over and over again. The last one is a tie between The Holiday and Pride and Prejudice. I don't know.
Isn't Pride and Prejudice like super boring?
Depends who you ask, I guess. I think it's amazing.
Like, isn't it about like pilgrims or something?
What? No.
Don't they wear the things on their head that pilgrims wear?
No, it's just set in the 1800s.
Let me see. Oh my God. Just looking at the fucking movie poster, I almost fell asleep.
No, but guys, the hand flex. Oh, Jesse wouldn't know. If you know, you know. The hand flex scene. Oh my God.
Does he just flex his hands?
Yeah, but you have to understand. He's like helping her get into the carriage. And mind you, he's a very like, he's stoic. He's very serious. Like, he's very hard to break like through the barriers of this man. Okay. And he like helps her get on the carriage. She's like, thank you. Whatever. He doesn't say anything to her. She gets on. And as he's walking away, he like goes like he's walking. And he goes like this to his hand, like. like he flexed his hand, like, because he like just held her hand, like they had a moment where they touched.
Oh, you have to see it, it's so good.
Wow, makes really, my Pikachu tingle.
You're really selling it. Oh, it's Keira Knightley that's in it.
Yes, it's so good. Very quickly in my subcategories, you don't have to put assets.
No,
for them, I just want to mention.
No,
them. Just really quickly. No assets. My favorite comedy. I have to talk about Ted 2. Ted 2 is the funniest movie I have ever. You know, like. So funny. Ted 2. Ted 1 sucks. Ted 2 is so funny. Crazy Stupid Love. It is both a comedy and a love story, and it's amazing.
It's a good movie.
Oh my God. The ending scene? Incredible. So good. And then for my favorite childhood movies, I do have to mention Matilda, The Little Rascals, and Peter Pan, because they're just the best movies ever. Peter Pan, the live action, not the cartoon. Very important. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, moving on to shows.
Oh my God, that's right. I thought we were in the end. Yowza.
Oh, we're almost at the end. This is our last category. As long as Kathleen doesn't just like impromptu, you know, just add any on.
Oh, I have some subcategories for shows as well.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, help me. Okay, so shows, my top favorite show, I would say has to be Game of Thrones. I really thoroughly enjoyed it and I watched it completely from start to finish through twice. And then my nail lady started watching it recently. And then I was like low key starting to watch it again, but then she stopped watching it. Number two, Younger. I loved that series. I was hooked on it. Like I literally
Oh my God,
could
Younger.
Not.
That was a good show.
I could not stop fucking watching that show. I was like hooked on it. I haven't been hooked on a show like that I just had to fucking watch it. Like, oh my God, I stayed up till like 5 a.m. just like watching it. Like,
oh
literally.
My God, I saw the whole first season, I believe, and
Oh no, I watched every second of it, mama. Every second. And then lastly, I really, really liked Righteous Gemstones. I thought it was an excellent series.
Oh my God, you know, I need to watch it. I never got to watching it.
Yeah, that'll definitely go on my top shows. I mean, I love a lot of other types of shows and stuff, and I watch a lot of reality TV, but I can't put a reality show as my top show.
Come on. Because if not, Jersey Shore would just like take the cake.
Right.
I will say I'm going to put Righteous Gemstones because I'm going to put that on the list. I'm currently watching Bridgerton, and then after that, I'm going to watch Hell on Wheels, and then I'll watch Righteous Gemstones. But so my top, the thing is that this is hard because I feel like shows, I binge a show, like I love watching shows, and Jesse's not really like into that kind of shit. But Friends, obviously, it's the greatest show of all time. It would be my number one. Then True Blood. Oh my God, I love True Blood. Have you ever seen it?
Never seen it. And I've already told you this vampire episode.
Yeah, we did a whole episode of the vampire. So good. And then I think my third favorite would be The Walking Dead.
Oh, I did love The Walking Dead. I did.
I loved The Walking Dead. Great. It did get really stupid and it completely fell off because, you know, these people don't know how to end anything.
I would prefer for something to end in the way that Game of Thrones did, which was like a horrendous ending, right? Or like Dexter, that was just like a really bad ending. But they didn't just bore you to tears for like three seasons before they did the bad ending. Yeah, like Walking Dead, like literally got to be like, what the fuck is this? Like, that's where we got.
Once Andrew Lincoln left the show, Rick, like he left the show and he was like, fuck this. It kind of just like tanked and went downhill after that. And I'm not gonna lie, a part of me, guys, if you ever want to know what I think the perfect man is, like my dream.
Him?
My dream man, Rick Grimes. I am in love.
Really?
He would come on my screen and like it's not even like physically, like I just love his personality, like I love him as a person. He would come on my screen and I would like take my clothes off.
Oh, interesting.
I love him. Oh my God, I would marry him so hard. I would marry him, have 20 kids with that man.
Wow.
20 kids, 30 kids, put 17 babies in me.
Oh my God, that's a lot of babies.
I want him to father my children. I can't explain it.
Wow, because he's so like protective and like manly.
Protective and manly and a good father and just like my good.
I get that. Come on.
He did have a dark side for a few seasons, but you know.
How are you not going to have a dark side when you've been eating expired food for like 50 years? I mean, I'm going to have a dark side. I have a dark side if my lunch goes wrong. If I'm Rick Grimes, it's going to be everybody's problem.
For sure,
take me out. I'm not even going to try.
Oh, a zombie apocalypse? Girl.
Okay, if there's a zombie apocalypse, you shoot me and I'll shoot you.
Yeah. Same time, go.
Okay, good plan. You better not miss.
What if I kill you by mistake first and then I'm just left alive with just like holding my gun? Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, you didn't do it. And now I'm screwed and I can't kill myself. It's scary. I can't. Oh, that would happen to me. I do want to say, I have to mention, because the three best comedies of all time are obviously Friends, New Girl, and The Office. And also How I Met Your Mother and The Mindy Project. Like, they're just so good. They're just so good and they have to be mentioned. And then I have to give, a shout out to Boy Meets World and The Nanny.
The Nanny,
What?
It was nostalgic, but I did not like. I used to watch The Nanny, but like, it's not a very amazing show.
Oh, you're gonna get so canceled in these comments. The Nanny is one of the greatest shows of all
time. You think it like stands the test of time?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
to watch right now? Do you rewatch The Nanny all the time?
Oh my God, I used to watch it going to bed. Like when I lived in my house.
I'm not saying it was a bad show, but like it was just like.
Oh, no, of course not. It's the greatest.
It was something I would watch if it was on. Like it was never like, oh my God, I have to watch The Nanny. It's one, you know?
Oh my God, I did. I loved it. I loved it. Mr. Sheffield and oh my God.
I used to watch Three's Company a lot.
I loved Three's Company.
Me too.
I loved that show. Wow, that's super like 1975 of you.
Grandma loved it. Okay, well, that was a beautiful, beautiful talking about our favorites. But we must move on.
That was a great episode.
Because we're going to do the quickest game ever of Is That a Bunny or a Kangaroo? You guys requested it and here it is.
Is that a rabbit or a kangaroo?
Well, I said bunny. Well, I guess a bunny is a baby bunny, right? Yeah, okay, fine. Is it a rabbit or a kangaroo? Fine, whatever.
This is my karma game.
Sure is. All right. Is that a bunny or a kangaroo?
You know, honestly, now that I'm looking at a bunny on its side, they have like kangaroo-y features.
Oh, they right? Sure should do. And something I found in this journey is there's something called a spring hare that looks like a bunny and a kangaroo mixed together, but it's like a rodent.
No, you're lying.
I swear, I found it and I was like, oh, this bunny's perfect to use because it literally looks just like a kangaroo. But then I looked it up and it's like, no, it's not even a bunny.
I'm going to say that this is a bunny. It's hard to tell because I could only tell by kangaroos because they have fighting hands. And you know, like,
I cropped the hands out of all of these.
I figured on purpose. I think I'm going to go with rabbits.
Okay, that was good. That one was a rabbit. What about this one?
Yo, straight up, that could be a bunny, bro. Like, I swear to you, like, now that I look at them, like, man.
Right? Come on, like, and in a stuffed animal form, like, you were totally right to confuse them.
Oh, my, come on. Like, look at those ears. You're going to tell me those are not rabbit ears?
They are rabbit ears.
I'm going to say kangaroo, but you know what? I can never be sure.
Right? That one was a kangaroo. What about this one?
I don't know what that is. I gotta be honest. Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Like, take the head off that, right?
Yeah.
Put it on a body that's a rabbit and you would never know that that's a half rabbit, half kangaroo.
Yeah, you would probably just think that that's a rabbit. Yeah.
Oh my God. Kangaroos look like rabbits that went through like scientific genetic testing and they started growing like mutants. These boxing arms. Yeah. They took a human DNA. They put it in this little like stethoscope.
Right.
They put it in a beaker and they squeezed some little things. They dropped it in there. Then they took a kangaroo and a
rabbit. Yeah, I know how experiments go. Come on.
You know? And I feel like that came out.
Yeah.
Kangaroo.
Okay. Kangaroo? Yeah, it is a kangaroo. Okay, now we're gonna get pretty hard. You're not gonna be able to guess forever.
Okay. Wait, what? Wait a second. Wait a second. I know for sure the guy in the front is a rabbit.
The guy in the front
is that guy in the back. Oh my God, hold on. Is that a kangaroo?
Yeah, it's both of them.
Wait, kangaroos look like giant rabbits, bro.
Well, okay, that's like a baby kangaroo.
And he looks like a giant rabbit.
Yeah, the baby kangaroos look closer to rabbits, and adult rabbits look more like, if you look at a baby bunny, they look nothing like kangaroos. And if you look at a adult kangaroo, they look nothing like bunnies.
Are we witnessing evolution?
Yeah, this is kind of
crazy. Like, did you hear that, like, whales used to be, like, land animals that, like, looked like dogs and shit? You know? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, 10 million years ago, they were, like, puppies.
Okay, what about this one?
Wow. He's a rabbit, I think.
Okay, come on. That was a quick...
Yeah, I could tell by his, like, little nose.
Yeah, you're not gonna get this one, though, so good luck.
Damn, I don't know. Gosh, those legs are longer than mine.
No, seriously, they have quite the legs on them and they will beat the living
shit out
of you.
I'm scared of them. I'm scared of kangaroos. I'm terrified.
I have something in my eye. Sorry, guys, that you see me trying to
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of scared of rabbits as well.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend once, shout out Edgar. Also, fuck you, Edgar. But one time Edgar had a little white rabbit that we used to play with all the time. And then one time he put the little white rabbit under his shirt and he was like, oh my God. Oh, he like the rabbit started to like freak the fuck out.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done
Edgar's
that.
Shirt. And when Edgar took his shirt off, he looked like he was like clawed to death.
Yeah, well, that's not
rabbit.
That's completely on Edgar.
Yeah, I mean, we were in elementary school. Probably don't get your elementary school kids rabbits.
No, definitely don't do that. The people that we bought the house from, they had bunnies. They thought they had a girl bunny. Well, they did have a girl bunny, but then they thought they got another girl bunny. Turns out it was a boy bunny and they had baby bunnies. They let those fucking bunnies piss all over the garage. The garage stinks, bro. Like, I have been with enzyme cleaners, cleaning it a million times, mopping the floor, hosing it down.
Like in your current house?
Yeah, because they like have epoxy floor, so it's not cement. So like the pee didn't like sink into it. It's only like 50% better. Dude, they were letting those bunnies loose in that garage. Absolutely not. There was bunny hair everywhere. Oh, yeah. Not great. Not
just
great.
Get a deep clean.
There's no deep clean of this garage. I mean, I deep cleaned it, no. Essentially.
No, but I mean, like, get like a professional deep cleaner out there.
I need like a biohazard cleaner. Anyway, okay, this is the last one. Level impossible.
It is the size of a kangaroo.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's what I knew would throw you off.
It is as scary as a kangaroo.
Why does it have a crab claw? I have so many questions. What an awful costume.
Anyway, that's a rabbit.
Yeah, that's a rabbit. Yeah, you got that right. Anyway, that actually, is
that's
it.
A person.
It is a person. Mm-hmm.
Actually, this game was a little harder than I thought.
You know, people like to laugh at us, but I would love to see them in our shoes. It's not as easy as it appears, okay?
You know, when you put a donkey next to a hippo and then you put a rabbit next to a kangaroo, you see that some of the animals that we have in our world are very similar to one another.
Precisely. Anyway, lights, camera, smiles?
Yeah. Oh my God, I thought of you. This weekend we were making clay magnets. Me and Annie were making polymer clay magnets together. And she wanted to make a little like gummy worm. And I was like, oh, you need all the fixins, honey. We need the little sugar. The little sugar.
The craft sand.
Make a worm. Can't make a worm without the craft sand.
You sure can. You didn't have the friggin' sand?
I mean, I have it at my house. I went to her house and we just decided to make like the clay like with what she has. And you know, I do have all the tools and the
yeah,
cart.
It's very difficult to do it without that.
She's a level one. She's a beginner. She's in beginner stage right now.
Yeah. So mine says, 1 year ago today when an insurance rep forgot to mute me.
Something happened.
Oh,
he touched me. And all the joy. Okay, thank you so much for holding.
Yeah.
And
no, stop.
I do have that information here.
That is my worst fear.
What if she told her, hey, I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and that was the brief hold?
That's literally what happened. That's why she said thank you for holding. Granted, she could have been working while she was slaying that verse, but...
No, like, maybe she, like, did it on purpose. Like, she, like, wanted to serenade her while
no,
she was
No, stop
hold.
It. No, she definitely... Because yeah. Haven't you seen those headphones? They're ones that, like, literally you do one click, and it mutes and unmutes, which is, like, very convenient, but also a little too convenient, because then you could be not muted when you think you are.
I don't know. Something tells me she wanted her to hear that.
Could be.
Okay, this is so random, but like Ceci recently sent me a dump of our stuff from when we were in New York because I was with Ceci for like a day before I hung out with you guys. We really just we just do be complaining a lot.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I know,
and
girl.
We went to, okay, if you guys are ever in New York, you guys need to go to Joe and Pat's. I swear to me, they make the best pizza in all of New York out of all the pizza places I've tried. And Ceci has taken me to a few of them. Joe and Pat's is the best. So we had just finished eating an entire pie and I tell my response to Ceci, like, so unnecessary and so uncalled for. Because I was enjoying my pizza so much.
You should be Joe and Pat's new ambassador.
Me and the rats.
Me and the rats? Is that what you said?
Yeah, she was a little speechless. She didn't even know how to respond to that.
Wait.
She was like...
Why would you even say that?
Because, okay, let me just explain. First of all, I love this place with my life. Every time I go to New York, I eat there at least once. It's my favorite. The first time that I went to... No, there is no rats there. There are no rats there. No rats. But the first time that I went to go eat there, we got a little tipsy off of the wine and we were like eating the pizza and we were sitting in the front by the window. It was like in the wintertime and they have these like chains like outside the window. It was, I don't know. It was like this weird, like, you know, New York chains and like metal everywhere. And as we're sitting there, guys, I am not kidding. A beluga whale rat. This motherfucking big. Climbing the chain, like hanging, like climbing outside the window. I screamed at the top of my lungs. I was like, ah! Like, I literally, like, startled everybody in the restaurant because, like, I didn't expect there to be a giant fat rat.
Oh, yeah. And to them, that's just another Tuesday.
No, it really was just another Tuesday. They were like, oh, it's just... Ceci, we were eating there. She's like, oh, it's just rats, you know, New York.
Gross. But anyway, as always, that's all we've got. And we will see you next Wednesday or Thursday.
Or we won't.
JK!
Come on.
Bye.
Bye.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.